From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Augusta-Richmond County Board of Elections is working to improve access to polling places for disabled voters. This comes in the wake of citizen concerns there. GPB's Drew Dawson reports.
Election officials look at location, parking, and accessibility when choosing a polling place. But pedestrian routes, steep driveways, and lack of sidewalks have not always been priorities. Carol Burrowbridge is Augusta's Americans with Disabilities Act officer. She says the county is working to fix things ahead of the November general election.
We put in a cement wedge at a threshold at one location. Another location was moved. Engineering is going to just rebuild some curb ramps.
Poll workers can help disabled voters once they're inside polling places, and they can vote without waiting online. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
The Atlanta Dream defeated the New York Liberty yesterday by a final score of 86-77. Renee Montgomery led the way for Atlanta with a 30-point performance, including a franchise record 8 3-pointers. The Dream are currently on a 6-game winning streak with just 2 games left in the regular season. Atlanta will now travel on to Phoenix to play the Mercury on Friday. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is clarifying some statements that she made about gun control over the weekend. Abrams spoke at the annual Moms Demand Action Gun Sense University conference in Atlanta. According to the AJC, the group's founder tweeted that Abrams said, quote, "We're not going to allow guns for anyone, anywhere, anytime." However, audio from the speech showed that Abrams was misquoted. That was untrue. The Democratic candidate later tweeted that the statement was taken out of context and that she supports responsible gun ownership. However, Abrams said she opposes Georgia's campus carry law and called for the legislation to be repealed. Meanwhile, a Republican candidate for governor, Brian Kemp, has called for a sales tax holiday for guns and ammunition over the 4th of July holiday. Health insurance for Georgia teachers and state employees will not increase next year. The state agency that runs the state health benefit plan recently got approval from its board to keep premiums flat for the upcoming year for teachers and state employees. Teachers and state workers also won't see an increase in deductibles or copays. The program, which is funded by taxpayers and premiums paid by those who are covered, would also add enhanced mental health benefits. Bug enthusiasts are gathering this week in Athens. The North American Coalition for Agriculture is a group of scientists, chefs, and food lovers that advocates farming and eating bugs. University of Georgia entomologist Marianne Shockley says there are many reasons why insects could be the answer to world food security.
Insects can be reared vertically. They require very little water, very little space, and have a very quick turnover as far as, their lifespan, about 6 weeks from egg to adult for a cricket to be able to be consumed in its full protein form.
The Eating Insects Athens Conference, it goes through Wednesday.